It's WordPress Plugins A to Z number 162, and we've got plugins for creating alternate comment areas, image injection, Pinterest handling, unique searches, automatic domain switching, and a cool new plugin to make posts unlisted. All coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out around the globe today, and welcome back to another fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Nice to be here with everyone.
And right off the top, as usual, don't forget you can get all the show notes and plugin details over at wppluginsa2z.com, and you can follow us over on Twitter at wppluginsa2z. And also, if you got a couple minutes, you can check us out on iTunes, and we would appreciate a review from there. Or if you're listening to us on Stitcher, leave us a little thumbs up button. We'd greatly appreciate that also.
Yeah, we've also got the show streaming on WordPress Radio, so make sure you check that out at WPR.fm. And if you like what you hear on the show, we encourage you to share your enthusiasm with others so that you can let everyone in the WordPress community know about one of your favorite podcasts, WordPress Plugins A to Z.
And as usual, a little self-promotion for us. As we are WordPress professionals, we do make our living with WordPress. I'll let you know a little bit about us. Myself, I tend to fix broken websites. So if you've broken your WordPress website or just have a question or two about its functionality, or you've seen the white screen, scream is a good word too, the white screen of death, it's maybe time for some emergency support. Just head on over to wppro.ca/help, or you can give me a quick call at 818-850-7729.
Outstanding. And one of the things that I do is, I come across some pretty amazing deals and work with some brands and get some savings for our listeners, including this one, John. It's new to the show. It is a HostGator coupon. Everybody out there is a big fan of HostGator. I know I am. I've got several sites on HostGator. And, we've mentioned other kinds of hosts before, but I think this is a pretty good deal. If you use coupon code PLUGIN, you'll save 30%. On any hosting plan, any term length, any time. How about that?
That's a good deal.
Yeah.
All right. And, well, it looks like we have some listener feedback this week, eh?
We certainly do. Yeah, we encourage everybody to check out the website, wppluginsa2z.com, and please leave us some audio feedback like Franz here did.
This is Franz with the Series 7 podcast. I produce content that I make freely available on my website. I leave 10 lessons up, and as I post new lessons, I want to make private the old lessons I've put on there. I want to provide free content to a certain point, but I want the old posts to become private. Is there a plugin that allows me that when I schedule a new post that I can also schedule to make an older post private at the same time? Let me know if you found anything like that.
All right, France. Okay, so you're looking to take some old or take older content and turn it into membership content and have your new content up and available, if I understand that correctly. It sounds like you're looking for a membership plugin of some sort, and there's several out there that'll do the job.
Yeah, there's Digital Access Pass. There's, Wishlist, I think, is another one that's like that. There's a bunch of other ones.
Paid Membership Pro might do that. I've been working a lot with that plugin lately, so I'm not 100% sure. There's a couple of other ones that don't come to mind right now.
MemberPress is another one.
MemberPress. Many of them have what's known as drip content, and I don't know if they reverse the process, which is what it sounds like you want to do, is reverse the process, have it free, and go public. But check them out. That's about the only suggestions I can say there is check out the membership plugins and give a good look over the free versions before you pay for one.
Definitely. And make sure that you're dead set on what you're going to choose before you choose.
Yeah,
because that's a heck of a decision to make. And it's a lot of correction time if you have to happen to decide on something else down the road.
And a membership plugin takes a lot of time to get configured the way you want it.
Yeah, I'm about to experience that myself. So good timing, Franz. Appreciate the feedback. Thank you so much.
All right. And what do we got next here?
Well, we got some WordPress news, John, and this is some firsthand news. I took a night out, and last Monday went to the OC WordPress meetup group, and it's one of the biggest. There's 1,000 members in the group. Luckily, the meetups aren't that crowded, but it's pretty cool because not only do they record them, but they stream it, so you can actually you can participate in my meetup group too, just by visiting the homepage. But two things, and one of which we've talked about a lot. One is AppPressor, the construction kit to make apps from WordPress. You've probably heard a lot of talk about that, I'm sure.
Yeah, I've heard a little bit here and there.
Well, Scott, the developer of AppPressor, actually gave us a hands-on demo. And while I think it's pretty cool as far as being able to use WordPress for these apps, I gotta say, it's not what you think. It's limited to what this thing called PhoneGap can do. PhoneGap is the thing that actually makes the apps. So this is kind of a PhoneGap manipulator, which then creates an app on the back end. So be aware of that. It's not an all-in-one solution. You're still going to have to use PhoneGap. And in fact, a lot of my questions revolved around some higher functionality of what maybe AppPressor could do. And Scott's response was, well, it really can't do that unless PhoneGap can do it. So if you can make that function in PhoneGap, then go ahead and do that. Then it will work in AppPressor. So there's your answer. It's kind of a plug-in that works off of something else.
Okay.
Also, Steve Zenget from Zeek Interactive demoed a new thing called Foundation. And it is a responsive framework. You can find it at foundation.zurb.com, Z-U-R-B. It is an amazing little tool that allows you the ability to create your own sort of CSS and style sheet based on how you want things to stack in a responsive way. Now, I am not one that has really thought of it until I saw this in front of me. You know, we look at a responsive theme and we see how things stack and we see how, you know, the sidebar then becomes, you know, the bottom of the page or things like that. How do you control responsiveness in both tablet and in phone? How are you going to determine what thumbnails appear and how they appear and what excerpts of content? And is it a stack side by side? Is it a block on top of each other? How do you configure it? And this is an amazing, I'd like to call it the interior design of responsive layout. It's really worth checking out. Anybody who wants to do anything in responsive, this is going to be the future of it. So go check out the Foundation Responsive Framework at foundation.zurb.com.
All right. That's pretty much all we got for you for news and info this week, eh?
Indeed. Time for some plugins.
All right, let's get into it and have some fun. All right, well, the first one I brought to the table here today is one you might not want, but I have to let folks know about it. It's called Pinterest Master, and this one was one I was playing with during the time when I was trying to insert Pinterest onto a couple of different websites, and it's been sort of languishing and been meaning to bring forward just as a warning. This plugin here, no matter how I used it, I just couldn't get it to work at all, and I was using their free version. They do offer a premium version, which may work fine, but unless I can get the free version to at least do partly what I want it to do, I don't even touch the paid versions of it. So unless I was just completely ignorant on the functionality of it, which is, you know, occasionally happens, the plugin is just an epic fail. And I had to give this one a rating of 1 out of 5. So Pinterest Master, forget it.
Wow. What was the premise of it? What was it supposed to do?
What it's supposed to do is it provides widgets that you use your Pinterest username and you put it in the side. It brings in images. Well, every time I used it, no matter what happened, I got blank. And at first, I thought maybe it's a theme. So I threw it into my sandbox where, of course, I have a standard base theme. Yeah. And I even turned off all the plugins in there, and it still didn't work. And I played with it in the sandbox, and I couldn't get it to function there, so I just assumed that the plugin was broken and moved on to something else. So, but I like to let people know this is one to not waste your time on.
Yeah. We need to find a clunker sound effect. We don't have many ones on the show, that's for sure.
Oh, we do occasionally. I think I've had like three in the last 2 years.
Oh, boy. All right, well, John, I'm going to talk about a new one called Comment Form Shortcode. I thought this was a pretty cool one. It's a brand new one that just came out yesterday. Essentially, it is a plugin that's pretty unique in the sense that it allows you to place a shortcode to embed your comment form within the post or anywhere else that shortcodes are accepted, such as the widget area or in the sidebar. Now, I think it's pretty cool because you can actually shut off all of your comments on your site and then only use this as a shortcode to add your comment section into specific pages that you want. And I don't mean the comment section in, right in the regular bottom area, right under your content. You can put it in the middle of the post if you want to. You can ask a question in the middle of the post. Hey, what do you think of this? And then at the bottom, you can continue on after people's opinion. So that's kind of neat. You can actually throw your comments over to the sidebar too. You'd probably have to do some sort of maybe a dynamic widget or something like that. I didn't try it on the sidebar, but it looks really, really cool. I've never thought of really putting the comments somewhere else. And sometimes there's themes that just don't even have comments at all. And this will help you put that back in. So it's called Comment Form Shortcode, and I rated it a perfect 5 out of 5.
Nice work. We went from the bottom to the top in one smooth motion.
There you go. We've got to have some redemption here on the show.
That one actually sounds kind of useful and cool. I like that idea of being able to reinsert your comments in different places.
Yeah, it's great. It's a good idea.
All right, so the next one I've got here came about because I was working on an older WP Commerce website, and I needed to improve the search functionality. Because, of course, the base search functionality wouldn't go after the custom post types in WP Commerce. And I wanted a simple, free way to do it, and this plugin fits the bill. You plug it in, turn it on, set it up, and what it does is it's an auto search as people type into the search bar function, and you'll see it on our website because I just added it to our site. As you type in a few letters, it starts to list up articles or posts. And if you get the premium version, which I opted to buy after trying out the free version of it, with the premium version, you can go after custom post types and limit the search function to specific custom post types. Which I found very useful. So that's how I ended up using this. And aside from having a little bit of time getting it set up and functioning, great plugin. Gave it a rating of 4 out of 5, and it's called Search in Place.
Now that you mention that it does the custom post types, this is a perfect search for products in e-commerce, especially because then you can just limit it to only products.
That's exactly what I wanted it for, was to limit my search only to products.
Perfect. Wow, what a great plugin. Search in Place. I'm going to have to check that out myself. All right, well, the next one I got is a really nice one. It's called Brilliant Easy Exclude Posts. Very long name, but in a short description, I could just say this. It's much like YouTube in the sense that YouTube will let you publish. It lets you publish privately with a link that's unlisted, and then it also gives you a couple of other private ends where only you can see it. Well, this is just like the unlisted part. WordPress is pretty limited in its functionality as far as how it can classify a private post. If you classify something as private, then somebody has to be logged in to see it. Or if you password protect it, then obviously you've got a password, you got to send along that password. So there's really no good way to do it. Well, this way to do it, you actually, using Brilliant Easy Exclude Posts, you actually can just send someone a link to the post, whatever link that you choose, they'll see it, but it's nowhere in the site navigation. The post doesn't end up in the feed. It's just a published yet unpublished page that you can send somebody a link to. Really nice way to keep things out of your site map. And if you want to keep things maybe private for a newsletter or landing page or something like that, that you just rather not have any navigation to, this is an excellent way to do it. I used it myself for doing a demo of a particular design and a couple of different ways to present things. And it was really, really nice the way it worked out. So I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. That can be very useful.
Oh, yeah. I definitely think anybody could use it. If you've got something that you want to show somebody else and keep hidden from Google and everybody else, then this is a great way to do it.
All right. And the final one I've got for you today is called Domain Name Auto Switch. Now, this plugin is in my constant striving to find a way to use all the multiple domains I have sitting on top of my main website. At any rate, what I'm trying to do is I have several domains sitting at one spot, and there's times where I want specific pages to pop up that domain. And this one looked very promising. It had just one minor miss. And what it does is once you install it, you do need an additional plugin, and you do need to actually go in and do some configuration in the plugin files themselves. It doesn't take much, but it's a little bit of work. So once you configure it and you install the additional plugin for advanced field management that this plugin relies on, then you can assign specific posts or categories to a domain name. So for instance, with my WP Pro domain, if I assign specific categories to that domain, if someone types in WP Pro, it'll take them first to that one page in that category, that initial page, and then everywhere else they go on my site will keep them on the wppro.ca domain. At least that's the way I tested it out after clicking through several different pages. The problem I ran into this is it doesn't work with pages. It only works with posts or categories. And I wanted to assign a specific page. So other than that, this plugin was fantastic for assigning the domain name to a specific page or post or category. So I give it a 4 out of 5 rating, and it's called Domain Name Auto Switch.
Now, can you give me a specific example as to where this would work well?
One of the specific examples is, you know, at our intro, every episode I give out wppro.ca/emergency, or as I changed the link this week, help. I'd like to be able to just give out wppro.ca and have them go straight to my support page.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm want to do with it, and that's what I'm working with. I'm trying to find a nice simple way, and I was trying to do that, but the only way it was going to work was if I changed my page to a post, and I didn't do that yet.
Cool. All right, well, let's wrap it all up here with a good one. This one is called WP Inject, and this got my attention mostly because of its author, Thomas Hofter, who is the one who created WP Robot and CMS Commander that you and I love so much.
Oh, yeah.
This plugin uses Creative Commons image searches right in the content editor, so it basically allows you to search Flickr's monster database of photos, and you can search any kind of topic you want. Cats, puppies, you know, whatever you need. The nice thing is it presents you the option to insert the images in your post, just like you would otherwise, but with another click, you can make it a featured image. Or you can do both. Or you can just click a bunch of different images in the search and make a gallery out of it. They get saved. All the images get downloaded and then saved on your domain and added to your media library, so you're not streaming off of Flickr or things like that. And the new plans include the ability to insert other things like YouTube videos, Amazon ads, and all that. So this one's definitely one to watch. Thomas has got some amazing stuff that I've been using for years and years, so I'm sure that this one is only going to get better and better as time goes on. It's called WP Inject, and I rated it a perfect 5 out of 5.
And you missed over the part there where it gives proper attribution to the image creator.
Ah, you are right. That's right. It's not just a stealing tool. It actually gives image attribution to the photographer themselves. So that's a nice thing, and it gives them a link as far as where the image came from. So that's a cool thing.
It helps keep you within the legal bounds of the Creative Commons license that you're using.
Yeah, yeah. And hey, if you're going to use an image, you might as well give credit where credit's due.
That's so true.
That's another thing that I found about this plugin that just made me love it even more.
That's true. Okay, so that gives us an overview. I got Pinterest Master, I gave a 1. Search in Place, I gave a 4. And Domain Name Auto Switch, which I gave a 4 to.
I talked about comment form short code. I can't get that one out. Gave that one a 4 out of 5. Brilliant Easy Exclude Posts, perfect 5 out of 5. We just talked about WP Inject, also perfect 5 out of 5.
All right, and as usual, a little bit of a commercial endorsement here for you. If you're looking for some great web hosting, again, Green Geeks Hosting, great platform. If you use the coupon code plugins, you can save yourself $30 off all their hosting packages.
All right, and I have one that is GoDaddy promo code plugin 295. If you're looking for a .com domain name, you can get it right now for under $3. It's just $2.95. Enter promo code plugin 295, and you'll get instant savings. Do it right now while you're listening to the show. Don't forget, GoDaddy code plugin 295.
And if you're looking for a daily dose of WordPress news, you can check out the WP Plugins daily over at wpnews.wpmedic.ca.
All right, and make sure, one final reminder, rate us at iTunes, Blueberry, VOA, Stitcher, and anywhere else you find us online. We would greatly appreciate it. And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com, or for emergency support, head over to wppro.ca/help. Or you can drop me an email, john@wppro.ca.
You can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, and follow me on Twitter is @MarcusCouch.
And that's all we've got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.